This is your home for sports talk with Bill Coates on All Sports Radio for East Texas.
92.1 FM,
The Team.
In a wildly entertaining affair, the Rangers hold on and defeat the Tigers by the final score of 9-7. The Rangers take 3 out of 4 in the series.
You know, at the end of the day, if you're not really all in trying to figure out how to put together a championship football team, then you shouldn't be in this league.
This is your all sports station for East Texas.
92.1 FM.
The Team.
Rangers and the Braves tonight, and we're all in, right? We're all in here at Rudy's.
I think so.
I'm all in at Rudy's.
On a Friday afternoon in the Hall Buick GMC Hall as it all studio on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Against a very talented and well-coached Clippers team, our defense is going to be tested. The way we're playing, if we can continue to keep playing that way, hopefully that puts us in a position to win.
There you go. Mavericks and the Clippers coming up Sunday in what should be a very good first-round series.
Yeah, I think it'll be the best first-round series. So we'll see if the Mavericks can put it together. I think they are one of the best. Well, they're playing some of the best basketball of the season, so we'll see if they can keep it going.
We are in the Hall Buick GMC Hall as it all studio here at Rudy's.
Rudy.
On the West Loop and Tyler for dinner for a lot of these folks who are stopping in here. They're catering our KTVB Scholastic All-Stars Banquet, so they obviously do that.
Yeah.
They do a great job on group meals as well. The barbecue is unbelievably good here, and they also do breakfast.
Mm.
You might try one of their breakfast tacos one day between 7 and 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
They are pretty tasty.
Again, great to be a partner with the folks here at Rudy's and the entire staff here. They're great folks. And we are here on one of the side rooms this afternoon. Here until about 5:40, we got the Rangers and the Braves tonight. Tough series for the Rangers. They took 3 out of 4 in Detroit. Now, if they could do 2 out of 3 in Atlanta this weekend, that would be a great way to come back home.
You would take it. Again, I guess one of the best teams in the league right now. So, yeah, you'd take that.
I want to give away 2 tickets this hour to Wednesday's Rangers-Mariners game.
Mm.
Got 2 tickets. First caller, 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline has a chance to win them. Also, let's do trivia. Let's go ahead and put that out there. Since they're playing the Braves, all right, this Braves and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, he's a Braves and MLB Hall of Famer, is in the Braves Hall of Fame and is in Cooperstown, was the first person ever on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Hmm.
All right, 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. That could be worth a $25 Rudy's gift card. First person to ever grace the cover of Sports Illustrated is in both the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame and in the Baseball Hall of Fame. First correct caller who hasn't won in the last 30 days who can tell me that wins a Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift card at 592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline.
All right. How about that? Yeah, that's a good one.
You think that's a pretty good one?
Yeah,
put it out
there.
That's
a good one, yeah.
Let's go ahead and give that away. And I've got 2 tickets for the Wednesday night Rangers-Mariners game. Be giving away tickets next week, but the Rangers and the Mariners, I believe it's the Mariners, coming up on Wednesday. Anyway, I got 2 tickets.
Yeah.
For the Wednesday game at Globe Life Field. Ranger game, good seats, 2 tickets. Love to give them away right now on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. We are just days away now from the draft. We're going to talk to Chuck Cooperstein of the Mavs, radio announcer, coming up here in a bit. But we're just days away from the start of the NFL draft, which we'll have live for you Thursday night from ESPN Radio.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting, intriguing, I think, if you're a Cowboys fan, because, again, they haven't done much in the offseason. I want to see which direction they decide to go in terms of the draft. So I think it's something to tune in for.
I've seen two mock drafts this week that had a little bit out of the norm. One of them had Jonathan Brooks from Texas, running back.
Yeah.
And the other one, today I saw Xavier Worthy, the Texas receiver. I don't know
if Worthy is worthy of
that. Yeah,
he's a good player.
But they're both a little bit out of the box in terms of what people think Dallas will do.
Yeah, but you got to choose between those two. You got to go with Brooks, right? Because that's an actual need, I think, for the Cowboys.
I'd go with Brooks.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Stephen Jones back on the Cowboy flagship 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
The idea of trading down, trading up, moving around in the draft, I've always been kind of curious about this. When you're trying to trade down, what are you hoping to get the most in general? And then specifically with this 24 pick, if you were to trade out of it, what are you hoping to get out of it?
You just want more multiple players. You make a decision that I'd rather have you know, rather than have two players in the first two rounds, you get three players in the first two rounds. And, you know, as we see the draft unfold, that'll be the decision that we'll have. And certainly the opportunity has to be there. Someone's got to want to come up to get something. And then we've got to make the decision with the players that are left on the board, or we want to get a couple of those players rather than use the pick right there and get one player.
Do you have to wait for that phone call then? Like, if there's, let's say there's five players still on your board that you really like, do you ever call teams below you, or are you like, that's not going to be a good look because they're going to know we want to trade out?
No, I think most of the time when you're going backwards, your phone's ringing. And, you know, now if you want to go up, then you've got to make the initiation to want to make the move to go up and get the player you want to go get. But I would say most of the time, as you said, you know, unless somebody's really wanting to come up, there's really not, most of the time there's not a lot of value there. I mean, there are a lot of discussions before the draft, you know, that you know which teams are willing to move, and some teams are ahead of time looking for more picks, and sometimes you know, there are teams that saying, hey, if our guy's there and we think he might be there, would you be willing to come out of it? And, you know, and of course it's a lot of dialogue, but you know, it's all the above. At the end of the day, if you really love a player, we've gone up to get them. If you really like the depth of the draft and what you have on your board, then we've certainly moved down as well. So you know, it's just all in the preparation, getting your board right, and then you can make good decisions.
And so if we see one of those phone calls on the war room footage and y'all are high five and the dialogue's gone well, then is what we're assuming, right?
Auto insurance all seems the same.
Yeah, that would be a good assumption,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. And again, it'd be interesting to see which direction the Cowboys go. They got a lot of hole to fill.
592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. First player, first athlete on the cover of Sports Illustrated is in both the Braves and the Baseball Hall of Fame for Rudy's gift card.
Okay. All right.
592-5200 on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Michael, good afternoon. First up, buddy. What's up, Michael? How you doing today?
I'm good, Bill. How y'all doing?
What's up, Mike? Who am I talking about, Michael?
You're talking about Eddie Matthews.
Eddie Matthews, the great third baseman. Was the first player. That's kind of an unusual
pick.
That
is really unusual.
But anyway, he's a Braves and a Baseball Hall of Famer. Great player. Great third baseman for the Milwaukee Braves. Played for the Atlanta Braves, too.
Okay.
But Eddie Matthews. Very good, Michael. What else on your mind today, buddy?
Well, if you're talking about the draft, I really would like to see the Cowboys. I kind of agree with Kevin that they really need to focus on the line, whether it's the O-line, defensive line, losing Tyler Biotis, losing Tyron Smith. I really think a big boy would do them a lot better than a skill player at this point.
There you go.
There
appreciate
you go.
It. Let's put Michael on hold and send him some Rudy's gift card.
Man,
how about
good.
That?
Yeah, that's a good one.
To the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Scott, good afternoon. How you doing today? Scott, what's up?
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Good, man.
Guys, talking about the Rangers. You know, hopefully their pitching can hold up. They're hanging in there so far. But you know, if we get some pitching back, hopefully we'll be in good shape down the road.
I hope so too. This Jordan Lorenzen kind of interests me. Let's appreciate the call, Scott.
Lorenzen.
Mike Lorenzen.
Yeah.
This kind of interests me. I think he's got a chance to help these guys out. But tonight's a big start for Heaney. If he doesn't deliver tonight, he's going to, you know, they may have to send him to the bullpen.
Yeah, they would think talking
about that.
Or
might have
to
send him down to work his stuff out and bring him back up. I mean, they've got enough depth that Heaney needs to perform tonight.
Yeah, again, he's been struggling. And, again, they were talking last weekend about possibly moving him to the bullpen until Cody Bradford got hurt. Bradford was off to a great start. So, yeah, Heaney needs to have a good outing.
Chuck Cooperstein is coming up next. Mavs and the Clippers in what could be a very entertaining series is coming up this weekend. It's a Sunday 2:30 start time in L.A. for the Mavs and the Clippers in a first-round series that could be one of the best around. Yeah. Looking forward to that. And look forward to talking to Chuck Cooperstein, the radio voice of the Mavs, coming up. We're at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on 92.1 FM, The Team. Okay. To break, Chris.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
Check in with Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West. Mike, are you with us this afternoon? What's going on at Jordan's today? Mike, hello, Mike. What's going on at Jordan's today, buddy?
Oh, Bill, how are you?
Good, man. Talk to us.
Well, sold some refrigeration this morning, got some laundry going out. But we're excited about getting some more freezers in next Tuesday. Got uprights, we got chests, we got little ones, we got giant ones. The Whirlpool, the Maytag, these are all made in America. And lowest prices I've seen in quite some time, and we also have no city or county sales tax on that product. And Maytag product has a 10-year warranty on the compressor, so that's great. Got dishwashers in white, black, or stainless, made in America, $299. Gas and electric ranges at a big discount. And a wide variety of refrigerators. We got top mounts with a freezer on top. We got bottom mounts with a freezer on the bottom, French doors. We got side-by-side. And I need to sell all of them, Bill. Willing to sell them at a big discount. And if you find a lower price anywhere, you bring it to my attention. And you will also get, and you have to call it to my attention, you buy that freezer or refrigerator from me, you'll get the best price, and you'll also get a 5-year major component warranty on any of that product at no extra charge.
And you still got that great washer-dryer pair, too, don't you?
We do. We have a deluxe washer and dryer, Whirlpool brand, made in America, with a removable agitator. So customers don't have to worry about, do I want one with an agitator or without an agitator? It can be either one. It's your choice at any time. Both of those pieces right now for $9.98. That's a great price on a super capacity washer and dryer, deluxe model.
Mike Jordan at Jordan's of Edom, 14 miles outside the loop on Highway 64 West, and always open on the web at jordanswarehousedivision.com.
That'll be $10.81, Katie.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good day.
You too. Serving my customers well is my highest priority. That's why I do all my business banking through Southside Bank. Whether it's accelerating cash flows, establishing efficiencies, or protecting against fraud, Southside's treasury management team can offer solutions to the unique challenges that any size business might face. Learn more at southside.com/treasury. Southside Bank, member FDIC.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road, because your vehicle isn't your vehicle till you bring it to Woody's. Better look, better stuff. Woody's has everything you need for any vehicle that you have. Commercial truck outfitting, truck accessories, lifts, wheels, tires, spray and bed liners, WeatherTech floor mats, and more. Think of the convenience, security, fuel efficiency, and the great look of a professionally installed bed cover. Woody's will custom fit it for a perfect match. The backflip hard folding cover, vinyl roll and lock, the UltraFlex folding bed cover with an ultramat finish, or a one-piece textured and painted undercover. That new bed cover is the perfect final touch. Bigger is better at Woody's Accessories and Off-Road on the West Southwest Loop and Old Jacksonville Highway, and online at woodystruck.com. That's woodystruck.com.
Woody's Accessories and Off-Road. Bigger is better.
When you or a family member gets sick, the last thing you want is to wait hours for meds. The chain pharmacies will make you wait. Major's Pharmacy won't. Bring your prescription to Major's Pharmacy, and in most cases, they'll fill it and have you on your way in 15 minutes or less. Major's Pharmacy accepts most major insurance plans. They also specialize in weight loss medication, and there's free delivery in the Tyler area. Major's Pharmacy, South Broadway at Shelley Drive in Tyler, across from Wagner Cadillac, and online at majorspharmacy.com.
It's your world, make it your own. It's heating and air for business. business and home.
Texas weather. You just can't depend on it. So it's nice to know, hot or cold, that you can depend on Tyler Weathermakers. From a heating or cooling tune-up to the design and installation of a Carrier residential or commercial system, depend on Tyler Weathermakers. Tyler Weathermakers offers free estimates on all equipment purchases, free one-year labor warranty, service on all makes and models, 24-hour emergency service, and over 50 years of dependability to East Texas. Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Whether you like it hot or whether you like it cold, Tyler Weathermakers and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
We make you feel good inside. Tyler Weathermakers.
Visit TylerWeathermakers.com.
All Sports Radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.
We're playing a really good team in the Clippers. They four future Hall of Famers. They're well coached. T. Lou is one of the best coaches in the league. And just understanding that, you know, if you're trying to get these guys to their second or third move, but they're still good enough to make those shots. So just, you know, trying to get them out of their comfort zone and then being able to rebound the ball. We talked about, you know, the things we've done here in the last 20 games, continue our habits on the defensive end and then also on the offensive end. So we've shown that we can play defense at a high level. Now it's a matter of doing it during the playoffs.
Jason Kidd, the Mavs coach, they play the Clippers this week. And what could be a five against four matchup?
Yeah,
bounce the five,
matchup.
Clippers the four.
Mm-hmm. Should be a good matchup. I think it'll be one of the best, if not the best, of the weekend the series.
518, 92.1 FM, the team, in the Hall Buick GMC All As It All studio at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. And the radio voice of the Dallas Mavericks, Chuck Cooperstein, with us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Chuck, this is a series that is not only intriguing because of the matchup, but there's some serious star power in this series, too, isn't there?
You got, Kawhi's probably going to be in the Hall of Fame. Paul George might be in the Hall of Fame. James Harden and Russell Westbrook will be in the Hall of Fame. Luka and Kyrie, Luka certainly will be in the Hall of Fame whenever it's done, and Kyrie probably will too. So, yeah, I dare say that there are four surefire Hall of Famers and one that may very well be there. And save for Harden, I mean, they're all playing their roles really well. Even in Westbrook's case, as you know, he's kind of changed how he plays to now where he's coming off the bench and he's being the energy guy coming off the bench. He's far better suited to that than having him play 36 minutes and having the ball in his hands all the time.
Chuck, what is Leonard's status? I mean, I'm hearing he may or may not play. What do you know about him?
It's Kawhi Leonard, Bill. Come on, man. Nobody knows. only he knows. And, you know, listen, that's always been the mystery with him. You know, going back to the end of his time with the Spurs, to being in Toronto, and obviously, you know, in these last, 5 years that he's been with the Clippers, you know, he keeps his own counsel. And, you know, he kind of lets the Clippers know when he's available to play. So, you know, I guess he's gone through practice this week. That's all we know. But he hasn't done any really hard five-on-five stuff. At least we haven't been told by the coaching staff, by Ty Lue, that he's done any of that. But certainly his status for the series is a real flashpoint because I don't think there's any way they can win without him. And frankly, they weren't going to win the series in 21 without him, given how he played and certainly how he played in the last two games of the series when the Clippers rallied to win.
Voice of the Mavs, Chuck Cooperstein, is with us on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Before we talk specifically about the Mavs in this series, Kyrie Irving looks like he is a happy guy right now, is he?
Everything I see suggests that he is. And, I think he's playing with a great player, and that helps. And I think he's in a place where he is not, he's not in the fishbowl. You know, you're in the fishbowl when you're playing next to LeBron. You're in the fishbowl when you're playing in Boston or New York. But in Dallas, you know, the fishbowl is reserved for the Cowboys. And if you're playing for the Mavericks, no matter how talented you are, you can pretty much go about your own business every day and just live your life. And he's been able to do that. And he's obviously got great support from Jason Kidd, a person that he admired growing up in northern New Jersey, rooting for Jason Kidd's Nets when they were in the NBA Finals. And also a long-term relationship with Nico Harrison, the Mavericks general manager, you know, from his time at Nike. And so, you know, everything has been in place for him to succeed. You know, the only issue, obviously, has been health. He had two major injuries this year, neither of which were of his doing. You know, he just came back and played 31 consecutive games, the longest consecutive game streak for him since 2016. And if he's going to play that many games, your team is going to be good because he's really good.
How is Luka the MVP, in your opinion?
Yes, he is. There are just too many things that he was able to accomplish this year. And unfortunately, I think the national narrative toward him, you know, has changed where the goalposts have moved. You know, well, you can't do this if you finish, you know, fifth or sixth. Well, you know, we obviously know that it happened with Jokic, and it happened with Russell Westbrook. You know, it can't happen if you don't win 50 games. Well, you know, the Mavericks won 50 games. You know, it can't happen, you know, if your team is, you know, again, like a bottom seeded team. But what he's done this year is historic. It's never been done in the history of the league. And every coach that is asked about Luka says he is the ultimate nightmare to try to defend, because he has seen every defense imaginable, and he picks you apart to where the Mavericks wind up with really easy baskets. And I think, you know, the biggest knock on him overall has been his defense, but his defense has improved dramatically this year. Again, he's never going to be a great on-ball defender, but I don't think Jason Kidd is asking his guys to be great on-ball defenders. He's asking them to be great team defenders. And within the concept that the Mavericks have been trying to implement really for the last 3 years, I think this is the first time where Luka really bought into it. And as long as your star buys into it, everybody else buys into it, and you see what's happened really over the last 20 games of the season, where the Mavericks were the best defensive team in the NBA. I can't even believe I said that. The Mavericks are the best defensive team in the NBA.
Speaking of defense, you know, midseason trades don't always work, but Gafford and P.J. Washington have made a huge impact. That worked, didn't it?
Well, let's amend what you just said here. They almost never work. You know, Rasheed Wallace was really the exception to the rule, right, back in 2004 with the Pistons. But this has been as impactful. And, you know, I knew Gafford would really help them just because of his ability to finish at the rim. And block shots, which was something that this team desperately needed, rim protection. They were just way too small. And then, you know, they needed a wing defender. And you know, while PJ had not played really well in Charlotte, I thought it was interesting at his introductory news conference when Nico Harrison said, we expect him to be a really good defender. You know, basically believing there's something there you haven't shown us. And he was right, because I mean, PJ can guard pretty much anything, really 2 through 5, and you know, the ability to have him play and be able to switch depending on what offenses are running is just it's a huge plus. He's been, you know, a much better rebounder here of late, coming down the stretch of the season. But with him, you know, the X factor is always going to be his 3-point shooting, because Luka is always going to be able to create shots for him, and he's got to be able to knock them down. And, you know, so coming down the stretch of the season here, the last 11 games he played, he shot over 40% from three. And if he's going to do that, then the Mavericks are going to be really, really hard to beat.
All right, so other players who will have an impact in this series, might it be a Lively, an Exum, a Hardaway, all the above? What do you think?
Well, I mean, they're all going to have their shot at it, and certainly, you know, Lively's back at practice, and that's a great sign, you know, for the Mavericks to be able to play big for 48 minutes if they so choose to play big. The combination of Gafford and Lively has been tremendous, and I think it's really helped Lively in the sense that it's taken a lot of pressure off of him. It's allowing a 20-year-old to be able to, you know, play the game at his pace and grow at his pace, which has been pretty fast, as opposed to just throwing him in the deep end and hope that he swims. And he pretty much was able to swim, you know, again, save for the fact that he's been hurt a bunch this year. That's about the only downside to Lively's year. But again, the ability to play big is just going to be so huge in this series, because the Clippers in the past have pushed the Mavericks around, and I don't think they can now. You know, Exum, clearly is a guy that if the games are close in the fourth quarter, I mean, Jason Kidd has the utmost trust in him that, you know, he'll be on the floor with Kyrie and with Luka just to have that third ball handler when the teams are trying to take the ball out of the hands of the two main guys. And obviously he has shown himself to be a huge clutch shot maker, and, you know, not just the Houston game, but, you know, go back to December in the Laker game when he had 19 in the fourth quarter, you know, against Atlanta and San Antonio and Sacramento and Miami. I mean, we can, they're there. So he's very much a factor. And Hardaway is the X factor because he's been horrible, quite frankly, since the beginning of February. You know, shooting 35%, 30 from three, and he takes a lot of shots. You know, so that's a lot of empty possessions. But he's always the guy that you know that is capable, that if it gets going, then he becomes really difficult to stop, and the Mavericks become difficult to stop. But he's on a short leash. And I think that's the beauty of this team right now, that they don't necessarily need him out there for 30 minutes, you know, to try to find his shot. You know, he's going to play, and Jason Kidd's going to give him the chance to, you know, find his shot. And if that shot is there, then great. You know, we'll run with it. But if it's not there, I've got other options I can go to.
We're talking to Chuck Cooperstein, the radio voice of the Mavericks on the Advantage Roofing and Solar Hotline. Played the Clippers Sunday in Game 1 of the first round of the NBA playoffs. I remember that Rockets game here a week or so ago, and Luka and Kyrie running off the floor after that great comeback overtime win, arm in arm. Does this team have a mojo right now, Chuck?
Well, there's no question. No question they do. Look, this is the best team that they've run out since the 2011 championship team. You know, it hadn't won the most games. That was the 52-win team of 2 years ago. But this team is far better suited to play and succeed in the playoffs. Now, will they? That remains to be seen. This is a really difficult series. You know, they're going to have against, as I mentioned, you know, the guys that are going to be on their way to the Hall of Fame. But also, you know, a team that has, let's face it, it's been one that has, you know, it's been star-crossed, if you will. You know, just they've just never been able to get to where they want to go, you know, really since they became factors with the Chris Paul trade, you know, almost 15 years ago. So I think the Mavericks certainly believe that they can do anything and they can win it all, and because they know that they are going to have the best player on the floor. And they might have the best two players on the floor at any particular time. And when's the last time you could say that about the Mavericks? I don't think you ever could. You could say it about Dirk, you know, back in 2011 or, you know, even several years before and after that. But they've not had that guy, that dominant a player, the way Doncic is, the way he controls the entire game. And that gives them a tremendous shot at this thing, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond to all of that.
Last but not least, I think they win this series. What do you think?
I do think they're going to win the series. You know, again, health means so much. You know, we'll see what happens here. But, you know, I think when you're looking at the Mavericks now versus 3 years ago when they last played and, frankly, should have won that series, didn't win that series because Kawhi went completely nuclear in Game 6 and 7. Luka was great, but Kawhi was better in those two games. You know, Kawhi's 3 years older, and if not in his prime, you know, certainly on the other side of the climb, where Luka still is ascending, and there's still even much more for him to give. And I think that youth is generally served in these situations, and I think it'll be served here.
Okay, Chuck Cooperstein of the Mavs. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So he's picking the Mavs, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good series. It's going to be a good series. But, yeah, I mean, the Mavs are playing great defense. So, yeah, they got a shot.
On board. 5:30, 92.1 FM, the team at Rudy's on a Friday afternoon. 92.1 FM, the team sports radio mobile app powered by the Kelly Community Federal Credit Union.
You're on the team. All sports radio. 92.1 FM, the team.
Mowers, chainsaws, string trimmers. The one-stop power equipment store in Tyler. Outdoor power products. Skag residential and commercial zero-turn mowers with payments as low as $115 a month. Low-rate financing, even 0% options.
veterans and first responders save even more with Skaggs Simply the Brave program.
Outdoor power products.
Echo chainsaws, pole saws, clippers, pressure washers, all with Echo's 5-year consumer warranty. Plus, Shindawa handheld equipment.
Plus, factory certified service technicians and in-stock parts for most major brands of lawn equipment.
If it's time to tell your old equipment,
you're out.
Go to Outdoor Power Products, Highway 155 South in Tyler.
Hi again, everybody. Let's visit with Monty Hall, Hall Buick GMC, and the Hall Collision Center. Monty, we've had some recent hail. You can help, and you've added extra personnel to do just that.
We sure have, Bill. In fact, the Hall Collision Center, we've got on-staff extra personnel. Got some folks from the Dentmaster Company, and they do a phenomenal job. So that way, we can make sure that we can handle those claims for you. We're actually a direct repair facility for a lot of the major insurance carriers, but having those extra personnel is going to help us make our way through getting recovered on this major hail event that's happened recently.
And how about a lifetime warranty?
That's right. Dentmaster guys, they have a lifetime written warranty so that you'll know that your vehicle is backed. In fact, these are endorsed by the OEMs as far as General Motors goes, so you know it's going to be a quality repair. We're going to get you in and out as quickly as possible. So come out and check us out at Hall Collision Center and hallcollisioncenter.net.
Hall Collision Center, hallhasitall.com, Hall Buick GMC on the West Loop Tyler. They really do have it all.
Helping injured people is our specialty. Here at Roberts & Roberts, that's been our focus for 40 years.
Our work for our injured clients has received national recognition.
We'll put that expertise to work for you. Whether it's just getting your medical bills paid,
we're helping your family through a tragedy.
We are your local law firm, ready to help when you need us the most.
Roberts & Roberts. The call costs you nothing. It could mean everything.
Visit robertslawfirm.com.
When it's time for Jersey Mike's to make a really great sub, a deli slicer is how we do it. Fresh sliced and made right in front of you is what we've always done. It's what we've been doing. It's what we're always gonna do. Because meat and cheese, deli sliced thin, piled high and made to order, is just how a great sub should be done. So what are you doing? Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
This is Judy for Jim's Jewelers. We want to let everyone know that Thomas Ryan, a graduate gemologist and professionally trained appraiser, will be in our store this coming Tuesday. A lot of our customers have expressed the need for an upgraded appraisal for their insurance company, or they've just been wanting to get their jewelry pieces insured. Maybe you've inherited a piece of jewelry that you don't know anything about. Well, this is the time for all that. Mr. Ryan will provide same-day service, all done right here in our store. Call now to schedule your appointment. Bring any paperwork you have that describes your jewelry, even a previous appraisal. Many East Texans have already taken advantage of this appraisal opportunity. Jim's Jewelers is located at 2009 Old Troop Highway, just down the street from Potpourri House and behind the Days Inn. Next Tuesday, appraisals at Jim's Jewelers. Jim's Jewelers, 2009 Old Troop Highway in Tyler.
All Sports Radio. You're on 92.1 FM, The Team.
They're just proud. Yeah, proud day, exciting. Obviously, results-wise, from my standpoint, not ideal and not what I was, you know, not what you dream about in a debut. But we won the game, and that's the most important thing. Again, I wish less bullpen guys had to throw for that to happen, but a win's the most important thing. So a lot of happy emotions.
Jack Leiter made his big league debut yesterday for the Rangers in Detroit.
Yeah, he wasn't great, but again, not all bad. He had some bad luck on a play or two as well. But, you know, it's his first start. He'll get better.
So he pitched yesterday. It's Andrew Heaney tonight, and we're out of here in about 5 minutes because of the Rangers and the Braves. It's an East Coast game, 6:20 start time, 5:45 pregame. So we'll be out of here in a moment. Welcome back into the Hall Buick GMC Hall Isidol studio here at Reed's Country Store Barbecue. Not only a great partner for Sports Talk, but they are once again catering our upcoming KTBB Scholastic All-Stars Banquet. We have picked 20 outstanding
young women and men. Actually got more girls than boys this year.
Really?
Girls are just smarter.
That's been the case. That's not breaking news.
Just kidding. Well, man, no, I'm not really not. They are smarter.
They are.
Yeah, so anyway, but no, we've got 20 great young people that will be rolling out and recognizing all the people that applied were great, but we've got 20 kids from 20 different East Texas schools will be part of our KTBB.
When is the banquet?
Scholastic All-Stars Banquet on May 9th.
May 9th, okay.
So, anyway, and Tyler Campbell will be our guest speaker that night.
Yeah,
by the way, we haven't officially announced it yet, but I'll give you a little hint. Tyler's going to start doing a radio show on Saturday mornings here on the team beginning in May. It's called Real Life, Real Talk.
Okay.
Tyler's story's pretty interesting. He had, obviously, he's one of Earl's two sons.
Right.
But a pretty good athlete in his own right, track and football at San Diego State.
Mm-hmm.
And woke up one morning and not feeling good. Turns out he had multiple sclerosis,
right.
Played with that, and has dealt with that. He's gone on to do great things, has a wife and kids, and a heck of a motivational speaker. But young man's going to be doing a radio show on the team.
All right.
Coming up. We'll start that. The scheduled start time is May 4th on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock Saturday morning. Sounds good.
The sports headlines brought to you by the East Texas law firm, Grant Flannery, GFTexas.com. It's Heaney against Sale. The pitching matchup tonight in Atlanta coming up here on the team. The Astros will have Verlander starting tonight. First start of the year for Verlander.
Yeah, he's been injured, so yeah.
Playing the Washington Nationals. There are two NBA games tonight. They end up playing tournament tonight. The losers are done. They're home.
That's it.
It's winner take all.
Yeah.
Without Jimmy Butler, the Heat will host the Bulls tonight in Miami. No Jimmy Butler. He's hurt.
And the winner gets Boston, but, yeah, Jimmy's out.
The Pelicans will host the Kings. The winner is the 8th seed, and they will get the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Mavericks will play at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon against the Clippers, game one of that series.
Looking forward to it.
The Stars are the top seed in the NHL's Western Conference, and their first game is Monday night at home against the defending champion Golden Knights of Vegas. That's a tough one-against-eight matchup.
That is tough,
right,
and who needs football with all this stuff going on? You got baseball, hockey, basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot going
that's
on.
That's pretty
golf,
good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Stanley Cup playoffs interest me this year because, A, the Stars have had a really great regular season. They're the top seed in the West. They are a team with some serious firepower. But their first-round matchup
that's
is not going to be easy. That's
a
hard
first-round matchup.
And we're also plugging this weekend, the TJC Apache baseball team has a great doubleheader Sunday afternoon at Mike Carter against Navarra. They play at 4-7. The Apaches are always good, and Navarra is generally pretty good too, but that's a Region 14, I guess, baseball matchup Sunday afternoon. That should be kind of fun to watch. The RBC Heritage Golf Tournament, the week after the Masters, generally draws a good field because the guys can just step over to Hilton Head.
Yeah.
And Scotty Scheffler, I guess his wife hadn't had that baby yet.
Not yet. I think she's still a week or two out.
Scheffler is three shots off the lead. He shot a 69-65, and he's three shots off the lead at the RBC Heritage. I mean, he's not in the lead right now.
In the mix on Sunday, as always.
Probably win the tournament.
Then go have a baby.
That's the way he rolls, man.
Yeah, he rolls. How he rolls.
That's hard to win every week, but this dude wins.
He just
dang
gets it
near
done, man. I mean, it doesn't make a whole lot of noise. He just gets it done. Kind of like me.
Okay, whatever. Andrew Heaney will pitch tonight against the Rangers. He's had a couple of rough outings, and Rangers really need – it's a big start for him.
It is. Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, the Rangers don't win the World Series last year without him, the job he did. But he's had a kind of a slow start.
Off to this bumpy start,
And they need him to
He needs to step up tonight.
So that'll be the start, and he's opposing the veteran Chris Sale, who's pitching for the Atlanta Braves this year. And so that is a weekend series coming up here on the team. Thanks again to the folks here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Great hosts and great folks. And, man, highly recommend those guys. Again, Ranger Baseball coming up tonight here on 92.1 FM, the team sports radio. For Chris and Kevin, I'm Bill Coates. We'll see you Monday on 92.1 FM, the team sports radio. Good night, everybody.
All sports radio, the team, 92.1 FM. You're on the team.